Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 16th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Uber Eats launched two autonomous delivery pilots in Los Angeles. One pilot with the sidewalk delivery startup Serve Robotics will focus on shorter trips in West Hollywood. The other with autonomous vehicle company Motional will handle longer distances in Santa Monica. Uber said it's looking to partner with other players in the autonomous delivery market as well. Spotify began testing promoting artist NFTs in its apps, similar to how it already promotes merch and tickets. Select users of Spotify's Android app in the U.S. will be able to preview artist NFTs on their profile pages, which can be clicked through to purchase them on external markets. Spotify does not take a commission on these transactions. Germany's Federal Finance Ministry issued its first nationwide guidance on how to treat cryptocurrency on income taxes. This guidance allows for the sale of cryptocurrency tax-free if held for over 1 year, including currencies staked or lent. Income tax also doesn't apply when redeeming so-called utility tokens that are used to give a particular right, like redeeming a product or for network access. The NFT marketplace OpenSea rolled out features to improve authenticity on its platform. OpenSea will roll out a new two-part copy detection system that'll use image recognition to scan for NFT copies, looking for things like flips or rotations of authentic pieces. Humans will then review any NFTs recommended for removal. OpenSea will also send invite-only verification applications to accounts with at least 100 Ether in volume, with plans to expand eligibility soon. Bucking the tech downturn trend, Taiwan's electric scooter company Gogoro reported a 61% rise in revenue in Q1, driven by an increase of sales in Taiwan. 25% of two-wheel vehicles sold in Taipei in December were using Gogoro's battery-swapping tech. Gogoro also reported a reduction in production costs per scooter. Subscribers rose 25% to 467,000. Amazon launched Alexa Shopping List Savings in the U.S., a service that lets you clip coupons for grocery items added to a shopping list in the Alexa app. Once you choose your coupons, users need to upload a receipt and scan barcodes of the items to get cash back on a digital Amazon gift card. Amazon says any information you upload with the service may be shared with Amazon service providers. At the Display Week conference, HP showed off the Z24 MG3, a 24-inch 1440p 90Hz IPS monitor with a pop-up 5-megapixel camera. The camera supports Windows Hello and center stage-like subject tracking for video calls. No word on pricing, but it's expected in July. The handheld PC maker Aya announced the Aya Neo 2, which will use the Zen 3-based Ryzen 7 6800U CPU with RDNA 2 graphics, as well as include fast LPDDR5 6400 memory, PCI Express 4.0 storage, a fingerprint reader, and USB 4.0 ports. No word on screen size, resolution, pricing, or a release date. Deadline sources say Netflix began working on live streaming on its platform. This could be used for live voting on unscripted competition shows or talent contests, or to live stream stand-up comedy specials. The effort is reportedly in early development, with no word on when it would become available. The Linux Foundation and Open Source Security Foundation announced plans to invest over $150 million over the next 2 years to make the open source software supply chain more secure. A group of tech companies, including Amazon, Ericsson, Google, Intel, Microsoft, and VMware, already pledged $30 million in initial funding. As part of this, Google Cloud said it would launch an open source maintenance crew team to work directly with upstream open source maintainers. SpaceX's internet service Starlink expanded its satellite internet service availability to 7 more countries for a total of 32. Service areas now cover most of North America, outside of Alaska and northern Canada, most of Europe outside of Scandinavia, New Zealand and southern Australia, southeastern Brazil, and most of Chile. SpaceX also says it's now shipping equipment to customers immediately. Previously, customers have reported waiting months after sign-up. Sony firmed up its launch dates for its revamped PlayStation Plus subscription, coming to Asia on May 24th, Japan on June 2nd, the Americas on June 13th, then Europe, Australia, and New Zealand on June 23rd. Games coming to the service at launch include Assassin's Creed Valhalla, the Demon's Soul remake, Insomniac's Spider-Man games, and Red Dead Redemption 2. Notably, no PS2 games were included in this initial announcement. And finally, 9to5 Google reports that the beta for Google Messages includes code suggesting the app will include more contextually aware features. This includes suggesting starring messages the app determines are important, as well as a schedule in-the-moment action, although it's not clear what that does. We don't know when these features might roll out. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.